I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaraboosh, Scaraboosh.
There you go.
I don't want to do this.
We do the
soccer chat with two T's, because we're going to chat about soccer, but we're also in Chattanooga, so it's like a play on words. And, you know, Chattanooga is a soccer city.
Eat your heart out, Alexi. Look at this. In off the post. And it's off the post. And it came off both posts and came out. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Hi, guys.
What are your first reactions? Jeff, let's start with you.
Okay, well, it seemed a little bit like last week. There were some of the same beats. My initial reaction is I really missed Jorge Luna a lot in this match. And I felt that his presence in the back, I think it would have been a tighter match, if not a clean sheet, if Jorge had started.
I am just blown away with the heart and the resilience of this team. That's two games that they've been that they've gone down. The other team has scored first. They've had close games that they've gutted out with one goal victories, scoring goals late. So right now we could easily be like one win, two losses, and a tie.
Yeah.
And instead we're undefeated. We have not lost a game yet, and so that's just a testament to the guys that Coach Jimmy Obleda has brought in and how hard they're able to fight. And they're going to go for the full 90 minutes. You're going to have to be ready to play the whole game against this team.
So let's jump into some of those stats and take a look at some of how that looks. So Jeff, Wolfman, you've got some stuff up here. Is there anything you wanted to kind of go into, and then we'll get into the goals after that?
Yeah, let's see. Well, I mean, the only big change I had mentioned that Jorge Luna did not start. He is on the injured list. And in place, Capizucci had started. It was, other than that, it was very similar to last week's startup. But some of the things I'm really excited about here is our possession was, I don't know, we don't usually have 60% possession. We only had one offsides. Let's see, what were the other ones? We had some really good stats. We were basically, it points to the fact that what we all know is we were in control. We had 14 shots to their 7. We had 4 on target compared to their 2. And of course, the most important, we had the 2 goals to their 1. But it was, I think, all in all, we were in the driver's seat. It was, they were playing at the Den, and we were going to play by our rules. That's what the stats tell us.
This just in. I'm hearing number 11 for the Kickers just fell over in the shower.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I think the ref is calling a foul on the Red Wolves for that.
That seems fair. That seems to fit with what happened all game.
I mean, so, really, really a graduate of the Harry Kane school of falling down and acting hurt.
I think it was an impressive
performance.
I think he is actually Jack Grealish's understudy. So, Anderson,
Speaking of Anderson, here is, depending on how you view it, if you view this as an own goal or his goal, here's his goal that actually put Richmond up 1-0.
Oh, looks Anderson. Got himself some space. Going down the middle. He's also got Alves. He'll cross it inside. It's deflected in for an own goal.
Or was it?
Yeah, so this is the question. You know, first off, what was your reaction when that went in, Jeff? You're at home. You didn't get a chance to come out to the game because your back's giving you some problems, so I hope that gets better. But you're
senior
watching from home.
Wolfman Jeff with problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alex, you know why my back hurts is from carrying the podcast. But I'm just kidding.
Well done.
Well, thank you. I've been waiting a week for that one.
Well done.
Yeah, that's where my comment, and I don't really want to get too critical on Capizucci, because I don't want to give this guy nightmares and throw him off. It did feel like that's where I think a Jorge Luna, or if Wally was in the middle and Ramos was in the back, that would have gotten stopped. But my other thought on this is actually a compliment to Anderson. I was very impressed with his speed and agility of how
the ability to fall.
Is that what you're talking about? That's amazing.
Well, outside of that, honestly, he has some really good moves, so he's always a danger. So I will give him credit for that. It was frustrating seeing him, yes, do the fall. I don't think he needs to do the falling. I think I was expecting Tergazi to be a much bigger threat than Anderson this time.
It's not possible for him to be a bigger threat.
Ooh. Yeah. But it's but I do think that Anderson was hustling. And I think he is a very good player.
Oh, I agree he's a hustler.
No.
But I don't think he's hustling.
Hustler. He doesn't have to fall over every time someone makes contact with him.
Yes. So it's –
I'm hearing he just fell over on his way on the bus, and the referee is giving Jonathan Esparza a yellow card for it.
That's not fair to Esparza. So as much as – and again, I want to pull back on Capizucci because I don't want this to be stuck in his head. And at the same time, it's going to be frustrating for him. If it had been an own goal, I think that would have been even harder for Sebastian to get that out of his head. So I'm actually glad it's not an own goal. So because I already know it's going to be a tough week, and Sebastian's going to be working his tail off to try to, and he did in the rest of the match. He tried to compensate for it, but if he had an own goal, I think that was going to weigh on him more. So I'm actually thankful it's not an own goal for that.
All right, so let's go to the goal that tied it up. This is a really, really nice assist, is the best way to put it. It's an easy goal, but a great assist. So here it is.
By D1 training, Chattanooga.
Both the Red Wolves and the kickers, as this one gets spilled inside, volleyed up. Here's Ruiz! Ricardo Ruiz is able to pick up the pieces and equalize here for the Red Wolves.
Ricardo.
Okay, Ricardo Ruiz. I guess he's not Ricky anymore.
He's now Ricardo. Well, we don't have our Ricardo
from last
year. He scored
a goal, and so now he's become a man, and he is
Ricardo. Well, we say, it's a fairly easy header, but we have missed too many of those, so maybe it's not so easy, and I'm glad to see that I hats off to Ricky to be there to make sure it happens.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the right place, but Alex and I are both behind the goal there. And that was one of those, like, you could watch him like the whole time. He's got you can see his eyes get big. He's like, and the goal's wide open. That's one of those, if he misses it, you remember that for years, because that was one of the most open goals you're ever going to get.
So what sticks out to me in that goal is, of course, Jonathan Esparza, who has a very good long throw, and they're still trying to figure out how to use that perfectly. Mm-hmm. And Carrera Garcia sees that Esparza's got the throw in over there, and he just starts trotting to the end line. Of course, there's no offside on the throw in anyway, so he knows, I'm just going to go get behind everyone. And Esparza threw it, and the two Richmond players mistimed it, and that's what leaves the goal open, because the two players mistime it. Carrera runs onto it, and Fitzy has to come out and try to defend it. And so... Yeah. Carrera just kind of gets a toe to get it up in the air, and Ricky's able to get himself under it. And so it's a fantastic effort by everyone involved on that play, I think. Taking advantage of a skill that Esparza has with those long throw-ins.
Yeah, I was – actually, that wasn't the only very impressive long throw-in. I felt like these guys are in the spirit of the Olympics coming in, and they want to practice either the discus or the shot put, and they are – they're ready to just lunge that thing.
Yeah, and I think you're going to continue to see us take advantage of his ability from the throw-ins, especially those ones that are only maybe 10 yards past the halfway mark, and they're not expecting it.
Yeah,
I don't know that it's going to be super useful when they're closer towards the end line, and it's something that it's like a set play, because you just don't get as much as you get with a kick. But I think when he can use it in that way. Because when you're at that spot that he was at, if he goes deep down into the corner, it's great. But he can also come across to the middle, which gives him a lot of options with his ability. And I look forward to seeing us continue that because I think we will.
Well, I think the other thing that's going to happen with that is if he does that frequently, then that's always a threat, and the other team's isn't gonna know how to respond because they know at any moment it could get halfway across the pitch.
Yeah. All right. So that takes us to this third goal, and I'm going to go ahead and throw that one up there for us right now.
This one gets crossed in, jumbled around a little bit. Here's a shot. Finds the right side. Chattanooga take the lead in the 83rd minute.
So that was one I was hoping they had a better angle on. I couldn't find it because from where we're standing, we got to see how it went through basically three of their players to get to the back of the net. What was your thought on it, Alex?
It was a fantastic effort by Juan Galindres to see that ball and just hit it in the direction of goal and hope for the best. And it worked out for him. He got it put in that corner through everyone. And Richmond was really disappointed in giving up that kick where they did and not being able to defend it and get the ball clear, but leaving trash out there in front of the goal for El Tanque to jump on top of and put in the back of the net. And it really livened up the crowd. It got everyone very excited.
It's exactly why we got him on this team, is to be in there, to be that center muscle. And he muscled that in, and I think we mentioned at the beginning of the season that once he gets his first goal or two, I think these goals, him and Blake both, are going to be very frequent. So I'm excited for the actual goal itself, but I'm also excited for the anticipation for more goals.
And I will say it was great to see him scoring coming off the bench, but he also, Blake Frischknecht had a very good game.
Yeah,
gave a very good, I think it was about 70 minutes that he played, and he was influential and he was on the ball and he was in, in attacking positions to try to get on the end of stuff. He had a couple shots that didn't quite go on target, but he had a very good game as well. We wanted to see a little bit more from our nines, and they gave it to us this week.
So before we finish up, I know this is off the post for this game, but I'm going to go over the scoreboard that's happening across the league to give us some insight. So earlier there was a game between North Texas and Toronto, too. Ended in a 1-1 draw. Honestly, at this point, neither of those teams are the ones that you're really probably keeping your eye on that's on this scoreboard. Tormenta and Forward Madison. Forward Madison winning that game 3-1. The reason that's a big deal to us is Tormenta is our next opponent on the road, and Tormenta has now played 7 games. They have won 1, lost 6, and have a -7 goal differential. In my mind, that's a trap game, and we better be ready for this weekend, this upcoming Saturday. And then the last game that happened today as well, Tucson wins 2-1. Tucson had a red card against them, but that red card didn't come until 4 minutes into the final stoppage time. So 2-1 win over North Carolina. I haven't got a chance to see any of these games, but that puts us in a position standings-wise. Ford and ourselves have both played 4 games and are at 10 points. Ford is a 1-goal differential ahead of us. Union Omaha also at 4-goal differential, but they've played 1 more game than us, and we're all sitting there tied at 10 points. Greenville, who has also played 1 more game than us, at 13. What do you guys think about what you're seeing around the league? Are we starting to see certain teams take those positions, such as Tormenta kind of on the bottom, North Carolina kind of on the bottom, or do you think it's still too early to tell?
I would keep an eye on Madison. So they were a goal down at halftime in that match and apparently scored 3 in the second half to come back and win. And they had their big win against Omaha midweek. So to win at home against a team that I think we all agree is a quality opponent and turn around and head down to South Georgia and come from behind and take a win, I think Madison is a team that's you're gonna have to keep an eye on this year. And I look forward to that matchup coming up soon with them.
Yeah, I think us and Madison may be the most improved over the summer, in the off season going into the summer. And I think we expected Greenville to be where they're at and Union where they're at. And of course, I think we expected us to be where we're at. I don't think I was expecting Forward to be quite this high. I was expecting South Georgia Tormenta to be higher. So that they've been a surprise. And Fort Lauderdale is still hanging in there. Of course, now they've got so many games they've played. But they're still a force. And I still will not count the kickers out. I think it was a little bit of unlucky, but they are a good team. They are a good team.
I'll tell you this much. I do feel really good about our chance of making the playoffs. Like watching some of these teams, looking at some of the disparity between like your Tucson, your Tormenta, your North Carolina. I'm feeling really good to be able to make, you know, top 50% because, you know, it's all you have to do. Top two is going to be tough. Ford's going to be there. Union's going to be there. So I think it's going to be us battling it out. And I wouldn't count Greenville out of being able to be knocked off the perch as well. I mean, Greenville did get tied by Union, who got beat by Ford. So we're still – none of them's played each other fully, right? So we even haven't gone through the full first round of playing each other. So there's still a lot to come. But, yeah, it's going to be a good season. I'm really happy that that's what we're getting. So, anyways, you guys got anything else for Off the Post before we finish up?
No, my battery's almost dead anyway, so.
Perfect timing. All right, well, with that.
Bye.
And see.